Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to Dynamic Word Bible Studies. And I am your host, Felicia DeRozier.
I'm your co-host, Mariah.
And other co-host, the cooler co-host, Cross DeRozier.
There's some sort of competition between the co-hosts that I don't even fully understand. Okay, let's be honest, okay? Both the co-hosts are my kids, so there's been sibling rivalry since we were born. Good morning, everybody. I am really excited about today's teaching. I actually am, you know, I always say I'm excited, but like I'm actually super duper excited about this one. Because it attached to it, we're going to do, you know, how sometimes we have a guest and sometimes we have an augmented study where we talk about something particular that springboarded off of what we're studying in Romans, right? Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about a teaching that for me was like really kind of mind-blowing about walking in the Spirit, because I think we talk a lot about walking in the Spirit and very, very rarely do we offer practical steps on how to do that. So we're actually going to do that today. So if that's exciting for you, we're going to talk also about not by the letter, but by the Spirit. That's going to be the title for our show. Super excited, but before we get into it, what are we supposed to do right now?
Pray.
Commercial. And we'll pray when we get back from commercial.
Commercials are overrated.
I mean, I'm about to play mine first.
Oh, we have a commercial?
We do. We have one from Hardy.com. So, yeah. So we'll go ahead and play that. We've actually been playing it for a week, but we were in the green room last time when we played it. So let's go ahead and play some commercials, and we'll be back soon.
We all know that times are tough, and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
All right, so welcome back to Dynamic Word Bible Studies. It's your host, Felicia.
Your most wonderful co-host in the entire world, no matter what Crosslet says and tries to lie to you about, Mariah.
And the much, much, much cooler co-host, Crossdresser. Much cooler.
Much cooler. Lies. Much cooler. Katie.
You deceiver. Katie. May you be smited.
Wow. In case you guys didn't know, these are my kids.
Going all Dragon Slayer on me, huh?
Yeah. Yes. And I do homeschool, so they're here all day long for your listening pleasure. Well, today, let's start out with some prayer. Who wants to pray today? All the volunteers? Say aye. The stuffed animal wants to pray. All right. How about I go ahead and pray for us real quick, and then we'll move on. Lord God, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to bring your word and your message to anyone who is ready to hear it, Lord. I pray for the hearts of our listeners to be softened, and I pray for our own hearts because we know that what we're teaching, we're also learning, we're studying, God. I pray that your Holy Spirit move, that you change lives, change hearts, change attitudes, and bring more to faithful in your kingdom. We love you, and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, we're still in Romans, okay? The progress is slow, but it's about to pick up, y'all.
Roman through Romans. We're not racing through Romans.
No, but it's going to feel like a foot race today and probably next week because now we're moving through whole chapters at a time. And we'll, yeah, we'll be slowing down again, but I think we end chapter 3 next week, actually. So today we're in chapter 2, and we're actually going to read an entire chapter of the Bible on air, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to start out with God's Word, and then we'll springboard from there, and hopefully I'll have enough time to make all of our points before we hit commercial break again. Okay, so chapter 2, no one would ever accuse Paul of being complimentary and flattering of the people. Like, he really just, he holds no punches, does he?
No, he gives them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, here,
right. Wham, right there.
Well, here it is. Let's hold on for another dose of truth. So we're going to start on chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself because you judge. You, the judge, practice the same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. And that is actually a Old Testament reference, so that's always good to know. He will render each one according to his works. To those by his patience and well-doing seek for the glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human who does evil, the Jew first and also to the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, the Jew first and also to the Greek. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles do not have the law by nature, do what the law requires, They are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on the day when, according to the gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God and know his will and approve what is excellent because you are instructed from the law, and if you who are sure that you are yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish and a teacher of the children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, when you who teach others, who do you not teach yourself also? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentile because of you. Ouch. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. For if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outward, nor is circumcision outward and physical, but the Jew is one inward, and the circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man but from God. Whew, that was a lot of scripture to read.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of scripture to read. And actually, to be honest, there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we've spent an awful lot of time talking about our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here I really feel like Paul is offering a distinctive position from where we've been. And he's really talking to those of us who are the religious. So in his case, he's talking to Jews who are going to the temple, right? You know, we're not necessarily part of that Jewish congregation.
No.
No, but don't we all go to church, right?
Yep.
And we tend to think that we do good things because we go into church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So really we can address that whole amount to us. So religious attitudes and practices do not please God, but walking in the Spirit and obedience does. Now, apart from this lengthy scripture that Paul gives, and I always like to make sure that I marry Romans to the rest of scripture, because obviously not everybody thinks that Paul represents the entirety of the gospel. How can we know that religious attitudes and practices are not what pleases God?
I think he made that pretty clear with the Pharisees.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that he made sure that we knew by the way he handled the Pharisees. Obviously, he loves everybody, so he loved the Pharisees too. But he didn't love what he called that, what Paul is calling that blaspheming of God's name. Oh, I don't know, but maybe we have a problem again. I might have to start over.
You set the time wrong.
I might have set the time up wrong again. So if that is the case, let me see if I can go in and edit our episode here. If it will let me while we're on air. Hold on. Maybe I can edit it in 90 seconds.
Ah!
What's the date?
Everybody,
oh, I gotta find it. No, go back.
Panic time.
Who would have thought that I would have taken care of this better after having this happen to us once already? Let's see if we can do it. It's not letting me edit it. Okay. I will provide a new link and we will be back, I guess, in about 30 seconds while I create a new episode. I very much apologize if you are listening to this live. We will try to make sure that the link ends on our Facebook page so that you can catch back up with us. I apologize. Hopefully I will get this right next time.
Bye.
Bye.